Expression is Rick, R-I-C-K, Beeman, B as in boy, E-A, M as in mom, A-N, Beeman. This is a 60-year-old gentleman who's been married for 18 years. He's been in international sales, used to do a lot of traveling. As I mentioned, he's been married 18 years. They don't have any children. His current wife and Rick don't have any children at this time. On Christmas Eve of 12/24/21, patient sustained a very large stroke with left-sided dense, a right-sided stroke with a left-sided dense hemiparesis. Patient has required PEG tube placement, has become aphasic. Patient was living in a rehab, TIERR, T-I-E-R-R, subsequently transferred to a group home and has been having a difficult time at the group home. Wife has decided to transfer patient home for further care. Patient needs home health care desperately at home, along with nursing care as well as nursing aides, PT, and OT. Patient's current physician is not able to see the patient at this time, and subsequently patient has been seen at home for home evaluation for physical therapy. Period. Family history, non-contributory surgery, no sir. He's got a stent in his carotid artery on the left side. COVID immunizations after 8 times 3, allergy none. Medication, lisinopril 5 milligram in the morning, metoprolol 25 BID, Zoloft 50 milligram a day, Lipitor 40 milligram a day, Brilinta, B-R-I-L-I-N-T-A, 60 milligram BID, Neurontin 300 milligram TID, Pepcid 20 milligram once a day. Review of system, patient is total ADL dependent, has a left-sided hemiparesis. He wears a diaper, he's total ADL dependent, he's a bowel and bladder incontinent, gets agitated from time to time, has a hard time sleeping from time to time, has evidence of cough and aspiration, evidence by today's evaluation with retained secretion, period. Let's see, medical problems, hypertension, neuropathy, depression, increased cholesterol, stroke, left-sided weakness, right-sided stroke, status post right-sided stent placement, neuropathy, and peptic ulcer disease. Let's see, exam, 158 over 62, pulses 90, respirations 18, heart pulses 1 positive 2, evidence of atrial fibrillation, lungs are clear, abdomen soft, TMs are clear, skin shows no rash, lower extremity shows muscle wasting but no edema, and PEG tube is clean. Assessment here, we have a 60-year-old gentleman with status post-stroke, left-sided hemiparesis. Patient still is in need of PT, OT, nursing care, aides, as well as social work to help wife manage patient's care and maneuver through the maze of red tape. Period. Nipergoth, patient blood pressure stable. Nixon was status post stent placement, right carotid. Nixon was the patient has a Brilinta. It's very important to continue with this medication. Nixon's COVID immunizations up to date. Nixon's patient needs supplies, including cleaning solution, gauze, as well as bed diaper and dressing for PEG tube. Next number PEG tube appears to be functioning at this time. Next number is PT and OT. Patient is in desperate need of PT and OT at this time. Next number patient is definitely homebound. Next number is it's difficult, almost impossible for a patient to leave his house. Next number is agitation will be managed with sertraline at this time. Next number is decreased sleep. No new medications added today. We'll change the sertraline to bedtime once again. Nixon's findings were discussed with patient's wife at length before leaving their house today. Next number of patient high risk of aspiration as well as recurrent stroke. Thank you.